Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Zayin. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the related discussion from the previous daf, which we had mentioned, one of the four Hedyotis that we said in the Mishnah opening of this parak, that Eilam Chayv Lohim Abba, they do not have a portion of the world to come, and that is Achitayfel, which he assisted with Avshalom, the son of David, in the rebellion against David. So the Gemara goes into a related discussion regarding what prompted the punishment of David HaMelech, which is what he suffered through with the rebellion of Achitayfel and the son of Shalom. So I'm reading the Rabbi, says, La'olam al yavi adam atzim l'dei nisayon. A person should never bring himself to being tested. Shari David melech Yisrael hevi atzim l'dei nisayon v'nikashal. Because David, the king of the Jewish people, brought himself to be tested, and he stumbled. As the Gemara explains, Zom l'fan, that he said in front of Hashem, Rebbein Yisrael, master of the world. Why is it that we say it in our davening, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, we always mention that you're the God of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ve'ein Arm Elikei David, and that the Jewish people don't say, and the God of David. So Hashem said, Inhu Mintuli, they were tested to me. Vatloi Mintusli, but you weren't tested to me. So Amal Afanam says, send in front of Hashem, Rebbein Yisrael, master of the world, B'chaneini v'naseini, test me and try me out. Shnei Makis has a pasuk in Tehillim. B'chaneini Hashem v'naseini v'goymer, try me Hashem, test me and then purify my heart and my kidneys. Test me out, see if I'm on that level. So Amal Hashem said to him, Minasan Aloch, I'll test you. V'avidna milsa b'dach, I'm going to do something for you. Diladidhu loy hadesinu. For the others, when I tested them, I didn't notify them. Vilo ano komedanoch, I'm going to notify you. Dimesanina loch bedvarev, I'm going to test you with something regarding to sexual immorality. And David HaMelech knew that that's what he's going to be tested with. Miyad, immediately the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis vayhila heis ha'erv, that it was toward the evening time. V'yakim David ma'amashkav v'gem, and David HaMelech got up from his bed. Now, what does it mean when it's by nighttime that he's getting up? Amar Yehudi says, Shahapach Mishkave Shalailo, the Mishkave Shayam. David changed his laying in bed, which is usually at nighttime, to laying during the daytime, meaning that he had marital relations during the daytime so that he should be satiated from relations that he won't think after another woman the entire day. So actually, he was in bed in the day having relations so that when he leaves and he's walking out through the day, he shouldn't be thinking about the need for relations about other women. But says the Gemara, "V'nisalme mimen halacha," but he forgot a halacha that tells us, "Aver katan yesh ba'adam." A person has a very small limb, referring to the male member. Masbiyai ra'av, whoever satiates it and keeps on fulfilling that drive will actually make it hungry for more. Umariva saba, whoever hungers it, actually that's the way to satiate it. That whoever satisfies his male member by having relations, it actually makes it more desirable and more hungry. And that was his mistake. He thought he's going to satiate it. He's not going to want. By actually having relations during the daytime, actually increased his desire. But the pasuk there continues and tells us, "Vayishalach al gag beis hamelech." He went onto the roof of the house of the king. "Vayar isha rechetzes malagak." He saw a woman bathing from atop of the roof. "Vayisha tayvus mar moed." And the woman was very beautiful. Now says the Gemara, "Basheva have a kachayfa reisha tusichas." Basheva, who was that woman, was shampooing her head beneath a cone-shaped canopy. Now, Asa Satan, Idamele Kitzipter. Now, the Satan, the prosecuting angel who has the ability to test a person, appeared like a bird, right near that cone. Now, Pasuk Begir, so David HaMelech saw a bird, he went to shoot at it, and he shot an arrow at it. Pasuk Lechalsa, and it went and it made a hole in the cone, meaning it broke it and shattered that cone. And the Galia, and Bathsheba was revealed, the Chaziah, and David HaMelech saw her bathing. Miyad, immediately the pasuk says, after that, Vayishlach David v'yidrush l'isha, David HaMelech sent and he asked regarding that woman. V'yem, and he said, Halayzois Bathsheba bas Eliam eshes Uriah Chiti. This is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Chiti. Vayishlach David ma'aloch mikecha, and David HaMelech sent messengers and he took her. And he came to her and he laid with her. V'yimiskadesh mitumas, and she was purified from her impurity, meaning that moment was when her tumah stopped, because he didn't have relations with her when she was anita, when she was menstruating. But Tashav al-Beisa, and she returned to her home. Says the Gemara behind the Chesed, this is the passage in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, Bachanta libi, you tested my heart. Pakadata laila, you tried out regarding something of the nighttime thing, meaning to see if I could withstand the test of Arayis, which is generally something that people have relations at nighttime. Tzaraftani, you thought that you're going to purify me, Bal Timsa, but you didn't find me clean because David HaMelech stumbled. As the Pasuk says, he says, Zamaisi, what I plotted, Bal Yavar Pi should not pass through my mouth, but the way the Gemara darshens this word of Zamaisi, Amar David HaMelech said, Ichu Zamama Nofel Bepume, which the word of Zamam could either mean plotting like by Eden Zayman, or it could actually mean regarding muzzling. That he says, if only that, they would have been a bit, which is what it's used to keep the animal's mouth shut, that the Bipume demanded suddenly in the mouth of the one who hates me, meaning referring to himself, that maybe I would have had a muzzle that would have stopped my words, but loy omer ki hamilson, I would never have said those words that I said to Hashem, of b'chaneni, of test me, therefore a person should never ask for a test, like David who did, and he stumbled. With this incident with Bathsheba, of taking her inappropriately. Now, Darsh Rava, and the Gemara brings many drushes from Rava. Rava expounds, what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim? L'mnatzeach l'David, for the conductor, for David, b'ashem chasisi nashem, I took refuge. Eich tamru l'nafshi, how can they say regarding my soul, nudi harchem tzipur, that you moved their mountain through a bird? What does this mean? Ama David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Master of the World, Macholi al oisei oven, forgive me regarding that sin, which is what he said, b'ashem chasisi, I was taking refuge in Hashem, shlo yoimru, that they should not say, harsha b'chem, your mountain, meaning referring to your king, tzipur nedadotai, a bird shook him, meaning that it was through a bird that he was chased away from his righteousness, like we said before, that the Satan appeared to him like a bird, which then caused the whole evolution of the whole story, seeing her undressed and then desiring her. Now, Darish Rava expounded, what does it mean in Pasuk in Tehillim that says, L'chol avatcha chatasi, to you alone I sinned, v'hara b'necha sisi, and the bad in your eye I did, Laman titzak bidavrecha, why did I sin in your eyes? So that it should be justified in your words, tizak b'shaftecha, that it should be righteous in your judgment. What does this mean? Amadov in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galya v'yadiyah kamach, said to Hashem, it's revealed and known in front of you, di'iboyle michve le'yitzri havakafina, that if I wanted to subdue my inclination, I could have subdued it. Elamina, but David HaMelech says, I said, that they should not say that the servant bested his master, because Hashem rebuked David saying, you're asking for a test? I'm going to try you out. And if David HaMelech would have won, it would have showed as if the servant is besting the master saying, yeah, you see, I could. So David HaMelech says, I didn't win because I didn't want it to seem like I bested you, but if I really wanted to, I could have subdued my inclination. Darsh Rava expounds further, Maidach said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Tehillim, all referring to this incident, Kani letzela nochen, because for me, that rib was appropriate for me, which refers to a person's wife, which was taken from the rib of admiration. So David HaMelech is saying is that for me, that rib was appropriate for me, u'machivi negdi tamid, but my pain is always opposite me. What does that mean? Is Ru'uya Hoysa Bathsheba Basiliam Ladovid Mishreshis Mibrations? Really, Bathsheba was really fit for David HaMelech. Already it was set up from the 6 days of creation, where it was Latzela Nachin, it was appropriate that rib should be for him. El Shabbat of Amach, but it came to him in pain, meaning he did it in an inappropriate way. V'chein talk Rabbi Shmuel, so to restore in the Brice of Bashiv Rabbi Shmuel. Ru'uya Hoysa David Bathsheba Basiliam. It was already fit for him, it was already set up that she's going to be his wife. El Shabbat of Amach, but he ate it when it wasn't yet ripened, meaning that he jumped the gun to do it in a sinful way when he really, if he would have waited, it would have came to him in a righteous way. Continuing, Dorish, Rava expounds, Ma'idah said, what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ovitzali, when they limped, but again, it could be referring to the tzela, which is referring to a person's wife, which was taken from the tzela of Adam. Samchu v'nesafu, they rejoice and they gather around. Nesvu l'aynechim, that the lame gather around me, which refers to blemished people themselves, like pari nechai, which is that they're less scorning me. But me, says David, v'leyadati, I make like I'm not aware. Or another interpretation is that I was not aware. I didn't know that they're going to start scorning me because this sin came to me suddenly, and I didn't know that people had permission to start embarrassing me. Karu v'leydamu, they tear, and they're not silent. Now, I'm a double of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World, Galdi Bidula Fenech, it's revealed and known in front of you, Shem Hayu Kairin Besari, what does it mean that they tear V'loy Damu? That if they would have torn my flesh, L'hayu Dami Shaisis, L'hayu Damu, not from the word of silence, but from the word of blood, that my blood would not have dripped, all the blood drained out of him, like when a person is totally embarrassed. V'loy, not only that, When they're busy learning the sugya, the topic of the four types of death penalties of capital punishment, they stop their teachings, they stop their learning, they tell me, David, as if this is the sugya that they're handling. Someone has relations with a married woman. What's his death penalty? Alluding to the story where David had with Bathsheba, who in the appearance it seemed like she was married to another man, or Yachiti. So David says, Amartlem, I said to them, Habal Eshes Ish, Misas Bechenik. Someone has relations with a married woman, his death penalty is through strangulation. But Vyesh Lechelik Lamabal, he has a portion of the world to come. Avla Malbim Bethe Chaveh Baram, someone who whitens the face of his friend in public, that he embarrasses him, Ein Lechelik Lamabal, he doesn't even have a portion to the world to come. Says the Gemara, remember here the Merav, he says, Afil B'shas Chel Yishal David, even at the time when David was ill, Kaim Shmoyne Esri Oynes, he fulfilled the 18 acts of marital relations for his 18 wives, not to leave them alone, even though he was sick, but that he still had the obligation of fulfilling that oina time of intimacy with each one of his wives. So, like it says, the pasuk can tell him, "Yogati v'achasi, I was worn out in my sighing. Ashe v'chalayla mitasi, that even at a time of anchasi of my groaning, I was still ashe. I still moistened my bed every night, because marital relations is from the word of ascheh, which is from the word of like samachas yud, which means like a stain, where that's what he's referring to. I would still stain my bed. Bedimasi arsi amase, with my tears, I meaning even at a time when I had tears, when I was sick and I was really down, I still would soil my bed with marital relations. That's the word amse from the word of mamis. I would still soil my bed, where he said even though he was down, he was ill, he would still fulfill his marital obligations of intimacy to his wife. The Gemara continues what we started on the top of the Amid regarding the reasons of what ultimately caused that he should have this punishment of his son of Shalom rebelling against him. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Merav, another teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, says, Bikash David lav Avodah Zarah. David wanted to serve Avodah Zarah. Shalom, like it says, the pasuk in Shmuel Bay, it says, "Vehi David ba'ad the Reish." David came until the Reish, until the head, asher yishtach v'sham lelehem, where he would bow down to God. Now, ve'in Reish ella avodah zarah. When it says that he came till the Reish, that refers to idol worship. Shalom, like it says, the pasuk in Daniel, "Hu tzalma," that was the idol. Reishe did the havtav, the head which was pure gold. We see that referring to avodah zarah, used the term of Reish. Now, the pasuk tells, "But vehine, behold, the cross coming towards David was chushe ha'archi, karua kasanta, his garment was torn, v'adam al reisha, and there was earth on his head." Where Amalei LeDavid, he said to David, "Yemir melech shekameischa yavod by dezara," that they're going to say a king like you does by dezara. So Amalei, he said to chushe ha'archi, "Melech shekameischa, a king like me, who's so pious like me, yahargena benoi, his son is going to kill him. And people are there going to be up in arms regarding this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And it's going to be a public desecration of Hashem's name." Says David, "Mutabi avodah zarah, better that I do avodah zarah, and that me myself as an individual desecrate the name of God, and that it should not be a public desecration where the whole people will be disgraced in the name of God by seeing that a son will kill such a righteous king." But Hushai Arki said to David, "Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a judgment with no reason. The reason why he appointed a son to kill you is because my time of kenesivus of hastayer. Why did you go ahead and marry what's called the beautiful maiden? Because the mother of Avshalom, who's the son of David, was Machabas Talmai, the king of Geshur, as it says in Shmuel Beis, where David went and took her during wartime. Because it wouldn't be appropriate to say that he took her in sin, because the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph that the only sin was regarding Uriachiti, regarding that execution of him. So he went and he took her as Yefastar. So he's saying that people are going to say the reason why it happened to you is because you went and took his mother, which was Yefastar. So Amalei, but David says, "What do you mean? What's the problem? Yefastar Rechman Hashar, the Torah permits taking the beautiful woman during the conquest of war." So Amar Amalei, but Chushai Arki said to him, "Lei derash the smuchin, didn't you expound smuchin? When you have two psukim parashis near each other, there's a relation between them?" The samachli, because right after the parsha of Fast Tayer, it says, "Kiel ish ben sarim mayr," then if a man's going to have a wayward and rebellious son, which tells us, "Kala noisi, if Fast Tayer, whoever marries the beautiful maiden, although it's permitted, but yeshla ben sarim mayr is going to have a wayward and rebellious son, and that is what Avshalom is to you, and therefore people will know, you don't have to do it by Dezara, they'll know you have such a son because you married his mother, Yefast Tayer." The Gemara tells us, Reb Destoy de Min Biri, Reb Destoy from Biri expounded, Lamad David Demi, what can David be compared to when he was asking for Mechila regarding his sins that we mentioned before? Says the Gemara, L'Seich Akuti, to a Kuti merchant, where the way they would normally clear out their merchandise is they would sell it little bit by little bit, where they would be able to sell it for a little amount of money, so people would buy it, and that's how he was able to clear out all his sins. How so? David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, like the pasuk in Tehillim, Shkiyas Miyavin, who understands mistaken sins? Another, who could protect themselves from a shagaga? So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, yeah, Shviki Lach, leave it alone, you're forgiven for those sins which are in error. Continues David, Uministaris Nakenia, from the hidden ones, cleanse me, meaning even the deliberate sins, but the ones that I did in private, cleanse me. So Hashem said, Shviki Lach, they're forgiven to you. David HaMelech continued, Kamei Zeidim Chaseich Avdecha, also save your servant from the deliberate, meaning the public deliberate sins. So Hashem said, Shviki Lach, they're forgiven for you. So David HaMelech continues, Al Yim Shlovi, they should not rule over me, which the Girsa takes out the next two words, meaning, Dolei Lishto Bi Rabban, that the rabbi should not talk, they should not talk about me, meaning, when it says Al Yim Shlu, could also be from the word of Mashal. They would use a sinner as a parable, that they should not expound regarding my sin, the sages of the generations, not to use me as a mashal. So Hashem says, Shviki Lach, it's forgiven to you. Yeah, that will be fulfilled. So David continues, V'nekisi mi pesher rav, cleanse me from the abundance of sin, meaning, Shliichtiv Sarchuni, that my sin should not even be written, that is, that the whole parasha that talks about David's sin should be taken out from the pasuk, and that this should be totally forgotten for eternity. On that Amalei, regarding that, Hashem said to him, Efsha, that's not possible. Because of Ma'yud, Shinatalti, Misarai, because if regards to the Yud that was taken from Avram's wife Sarai, which ultimately she had a hay added on, but the Yud was taken away when her name was originally Sarai. Oymed v'tzabeach kamashalim, yet it stood and screamed for many years, Atshabo Yeshua v'savtila, until Yeshua, who was originally Hosea, and then the Yud was added on to his name to placate the Yud, Shem HaKadosh says, the Pasuk Midbar. Then Moshe called Hosea ben Nun's name. He added on a yud to call me Yeshua. So kala parsha kula. So the entire parsha was already written that you did that sin. Allah has come and become all the more so for sure that I cannot uproot it, and what was written and what was done will remain. Another interpretation: when David HaMelech says, "When the case in Pesher Rab, they cleanse me from the abundance of wanton sin," Amalafan, he said in front of Hashem, Rebbein Shalom, master of the world, "Machali al Oisa Oven Kuli, totally forgive me for that sin." So Amar Hashem said, "Kvar asit Shlema bin Chalemi b'chachmasa," but your son Shlema will already, in the future, say in his great wisdom, as it says in Sefer Mishlei, "Hayachte ish b'chekoy." Could a man stoke a flame in his bosom? Ubugodav leisa sevena, and that his garment will not be burnt. Im yahalach ish al gacham, if a man's going to walk on coals, v'ragav loy techvena, and he's not going to burn his feet. Kain haba el eshes or eus, so to someone who has relations with his friend's wife, lo yanaka kol nageba, whoever touches her is not going to be totally cleansed. This that you had this relation with Bathsheba cannot be totally forgiven. So Melissa David said to him, kol hochi nitra hu gava, so much is that man, meaning referring to himself, chased away. Is there nothing I could do to atone for that sin? Amalei Hashem said to him, kabbalah lech yisurin, accept upon yourself afflictions. And the Gemara tells kabbalah, he accepted on himself. Amr Yehuda Merav, he says, Shishach Adoshim Nitzara David. For 6 months, David HaMelech had Tzaras, V'Nesalkem and Eshchin, and the Divine Presence removed itself from him, U'Pirshu Mimen Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin removed themselves from David HaMelech. How do we know? This says the Gemara Nitzara, how do we know they had a Tzaras? Like it says, Basak and Telem. David HaMelech says, Techateini Be'ezav E'etar, purify me, cleanse me with the Ezav, which is one of the ingredients, the hyssop that's used for the purification of the mitzayir of etzer, and I'll be pure. Techapseini umashlig omishalig albin, cleanse me, and from snow I'll be white. Meaning to see that you see that obviously that he had saras, that he had to be cleansed like with the ezer. And how do we know nistalkem in eshchina? The chsev, like it says the pasuk later on, says hashivili sasayin yeshecha, return to me the rejoicing of your salvation, v'ruach nedibut tismecheni, and a giving spirit should support me, meaning that obviously he was asking for the divine presence to come back to him to support him. And the pirshim in the Sanhedrin, the chsev, how do we know that the Sanhedrin, the men of the high court, removed themselves from him? Like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, yeshuvali yirei echa v'gaima, let those who fear you return to me, meaning referring to the Sanhedrin that they had removed themselves from David HaMelech. Says Gemara Shish Chadash Melam. How do we know it's for a period of 6 months? So simply says the pasuk Melachim Aleph says by Yom Mashem Melach David Al Yisrael that the days that David Melach ruled over the Jewish people were Arbam Shana, were for 40 years. As the Gemara continues, some in Beis Bechevin Melach Shebeshan. In Bechevin he ruled for 7 years. Or Yerushalayim Melach Shleishim Meshalishan and Yerushalayim was for 33 years. Now, except there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that says Bechevin Melach Al Yehuda Shebeshan Meshish Chadashim Megem. Then Bechevin wasn't just 7 years; was 7.5 years, etc. Now, v'hani shish chadashim, in these 6 months, which are counted over here, but in the other pasuk, leikachashav, is not counted, shema minah, what we confer from this, because it wasn't complete, because nitzareya, those 6 months, he had saras, and therefore they're not counted in another pasuk as him being ruling over heaven. Now, I'm lefan of David Melch said in front of Hashem, Rebbein Shalom, Maslul, and Machali Allah's oven, forgive me for that sin. And Hashem said, Machalach, it's forgiven to you. Now, the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Asei imi ois l'tayva." So, fine, Hashem forgave him for the sin, but do with me a kindness, something good, make me a sign for that kindness. Let my enemies see, and they'll be embarrassed. Because you, Hashem, are the one who helps me and who consoles me. May I know you forgave me, but let my enemies know that you forgave me for that sin. Hashem said to him, in your lifetime, I'm not going to let it be known. But I'm going to let it be known in the lifetime of your son Shlomo. Which the Gemara tells us, at the time when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Bikish Lahachnas Aron LeBeis Kachai Kashmi, he wanted to bring in the Aron, the Ark, into the holiest of holies. Davkur Shom Rezeb Rezeb, but the gates closed themselves tightly shut, one with the other. Amar Esem Ba'arba Renanis. Shlomo HaMelech said 24 different types of prayers were between Tefillah and Tchina and Rina. There's 24 different types of prayer. V'loinenem, but he wasn't answered. Amar, he said, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Su'u Sha'arim Resheichem, lift up your heads, the gates. V'inasu Pischa'ilim, and it should be lifted up your everlasting openings. V'yaveh Melech HaKov, and let the King of Glory come in. Mize Melech HaKov, who is the King of Glory? Hashem, Izuz V'Gibah, Hashem, the Mighty One and the Strong One. Hashem, Gibah Mohammed, Hashem, the Mighty One of War. V'neman, like it says there in the pasuk, Su'u Sha'arim Resheichem, lift up your heads, your gates. U'su'u Pischa'ilim, and lift up your everlasting openings. V'yaveh Melech HaKov, and let the King of Glory come in. V'gayim, etc. V'leinan, he wasn't answered. But Kibin Shama, once he said the pasuk in Dibur Yom Beis, Hashem Alikim, Hashem God, Al Tashir Panim Shechacha, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Zachru Lachazi David Avdecha, recall the kindness of David your servant. Miyad Nana, immediately he was answered. But Yisrael Shah, at that moment, Nepchu Panay Sayne David Kishula Kedera, the face of the enemies of David were turned black like the bottom of a pot. V'yedu Kal Yisrael, Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oven, and the entire Jewish people knew that David HaMelech was forgiven for that sin. Continuing on the other individual, the last one mentioned in the Mishnah regarding that the forehead yotis that don't have a chelik l'mabba is Gichazi. What's Gichazi, and what do we know he does not have a chelik l'mabba? The Chassid says a pasuk in Malachim Beis. Says V'yelech Elisha Damasik. Elisha went to Damasik. Says Gemara Lehecha Azal. Where was he going? So Rabbi Yechon says Shahalach la'achzik Gichazi b'tshuva. He was going to return his servant, his attendant Gichazi, in to repent. Malachim Azal, but he didn't repent. Amaloi, he said to him, Chazaybach, repent. Amalai, he said to him, Kach Mekablan, he said to his teacher, Elisha, this is what I received as a tradition from you. Hachayte umachte Yisra'ab, Moabah sins and causes the public to sin. Eima speaking miyodi lasa tshuba, they do not give him the opportunity to repent. Says the Gemara, but what did he do that was chayte umachte Yisra'ab? Ikadarme, that those that say, Evan Shei Evis, a drawing stone, which refers to a magnet which could pick up metal without even touching it. Tala lechatis Yiravim, he went to hang up those calves of Yeravim, meaning through that magnet, he had the calves of Yeravim as if they were hanging in the air. They made them in Shemam Lots, and he had them hanging between heaven and earth, and people thought, oh wow, this is a deity, this is a god that we have to listen to, which was Avodah Zarah. Bigadam, and those that say that Shem Chokak Bifiha, he actually, regarding those calves of Yeravim, he carved out the name of Hashem in its mouth. Vaisamachrezavaimeras was screaming out and saying, Anoichi v'le'ilach, the calf as if was saying, the first two dibris that Hashem himself said, I am Hashem your God, and there should be no other ones, the calf itself was saying, which is Machtias Rabbim regarding Abay Dazar. Vigadam, that those that say, that this that he caused the public to sin, was Rabban and Docha Mikame, that he actually pushed away the students from sitting in front of his Rebbe Elisha, which was Machdis Ram, it caused others not to be able to learn Torah. Shlomo says the Pasukim Lochem Beis that Vayomer Bnei Hanavim El Elisha, that the sons of the prophet said to Elisha after he sent Gehazi away, when then suddenly all the students were able to come into the Beis Hamedrash, Hinei Noha Mokam Asher Anachnu Yoshvim Sham Lefanecha Tzar Mimenu. Behold, the place that we sit in front of you, that we used to sit in front of you, is now very tight. Says the Gemara, because Machlal Dar Hashta, because up until now, Lahavat Tzar was not narrow, was not constrained, because Gehazi kicked him out, which was considered Machdis Rab. Now, Taran Bam Lutna Braisa, Lo Ilum Te Smol Deicha, Vimin Makarev. As a person should always push away with the left hand, which is the weaker one, and draw near with the right hand, which is the stronger one. As the Gemara tells us, Loik Elisha, not like Elisha, Shadachavo Li Gehazi Beshte Yadayim, who rejected and pushed away his student Gehazi with two hands. And as the other Gersois have before was censored, not like Yeshua ben Paracha who rejected Yeshua the Nitzri also with two hands. As the Gemara explains, Gehazi, we find by Gehazi, like it says the Pasuk Melachim Beis, the Yomer Naaman, that Naaman, who was the general of Aram, said to Gehazi, Hoyel, which is the terminology of taking an oath, he made an oath that Elisha had sent him. V'kach kikarm, and take the silver talents. V'yifritz boy, and Gehazi made that breach. V'yotzer kikram kesef. V'goyim, and he went and he wrapped up the silver talents and the garments that he took him, and he deposited. Now, v'yem elav Elisha. Elisha said to him, "Me'en Gehazi, where are you coming from, Gehazi?" V'yem he said, "Lo yholachav d'chol nevana. Your servant didn't go anywhere." V'yem elav, and Elisha said to him, "What loy libi halach? You think my heart did not go with you? Kasher hafach ish me'al makafte lekrascha, when the man turned from his chariot towards you, referring to Naaman, ha'es lekachas es hakesav lekachas begadim. Do you think now is the time to take the silver, to take the garments? V'zeisim mekram and the olives and the vines, betzayin the bakar and the cattle and the flock, v'avadim shvachis and the servant and the maid servants, where he counted eight things that he was claiming that Gehazi had taken." Now, as the Gemara, Mishakal Kuli Hai, what did really Gehazi take so much from Naaman? Kesef Bagadim Hudishakal, he only took silver and garments, like it says, V'yitzik Karm, and etc., where it says that he took garments. So, in B'yitzik, he says, Ba'isa Shah, at that moment, Hayalisha Yeshu B'derish B'shmein Nishratzim. He was referring to when he said the eight things that he talked about, because they were sitting and learning regarding the perek of the eight shratzim, which are certain unique halachas regarding different types of shratzim, which there's eight of them. That's what they were learning at that time. Now, Naaman Sartzava Melch Aram Hayimitzair. Naaman, who was the general of the king of Aram, he was a Mitzair. Amr Leha Hi Revisa Dishtaboy Mari Yisrael. So a certain young woman who is a captive from Eretz Yisrael said to him, "I azaz lagabe Elisha, go to Elisha, the great prophet of the Jewish people, Masi lachil helio." So Kiyasa, when he came, Amr Leha, Elisha said to him, "Zil tavu b'yarden, go and immerse yourself in the Jordan River." So Amr Leha, he said to them, "Achuchi kamechaikis, but what are you making a mockery out of me? What's going to heal my leprosy, my tzaraas, is by going and swimming in the Jordan?" So Amr Leha, Hanu Dehava Ba'adei, so those who were with Naaman said to him, "My nafka lachmina, what's the big deal? Zil nasi, go and try it out." Azlo v'tovol b'yarden v'itasi. So he actually went and immersed himself in the yarden, and he got healed. So Asi came isle kalhandi denaka. He brought him all those things that he had brought as a token of his appreciation to Elisha. But leitzavol kabulim inem. But Elisha did not want to accept the gift from him. So Gehazi iftim kamei Elisha. So Gehazi, however, slipped away from in front of Elisha. Azlo shakal ma'ida shakal. Then he went and he took whatever it is that he took, which was what he was getting punished for from taking from Naaman, what his Rebbe Elisha did not want to take. Vifkin, and he deposited somewhere else. Kiyasa, when he came in front of his Rebbe Elisha, Chazi Elisha letzaras davaparchi levereisha. So Elisha saw that there was tzaras sprouting on the forehead of Gehazi. So Amaleis Elisha said to him, "Rasha, wicked one, higia eis litel schar shmein eshratzim. Do you think now is the time to receive the reward of the perek that we're learning now of the shmein eshratzim?" And that's why he mentioned eight things correlating to that perek. In other words, the silver and the garments that you took from Naaman, you think now you can acquire those things that they should be the reward for what we're learning of the perek of shmein eshratzim? Rather, like the pasuk says, "V'tzaras Naaman tidbak boch ubezarach ad oil." He said that the tzaras of Naaman, who you took the gift from, who he was from tzaras, shall be attached to you and to your children forever. V'yetzim afanim, and he left from in front of him mitzayra kasheleg, mitzayra white like snow. Now the pasuk Melachim Beis tells us about arba nashim hoyi mitzaram pesach hasha. There were four men that had tzaras by the opening of the gate. Amar Bichanan says, who is that referring to? Gichazi v'shleish abanim is referring to Gichazi and his three sons. Now, the Gemara continues with the old versions of the Gemara before it was censored. Reb Shubin Parachi Mahi, what is we referring to Reb Shubin Parachi, that a person should not reject his students even if they're not doing appropriately with two hands, rather only with the left, but bring close with the right? So the Gemara tells us, Kidikatlina Yanai Malkal Rabbanu, when King Yanai, who was a Kohen Gadol who killed out all the Rabbanu, as Gemara says in Kedushin Samachvav Med Aleph, when he killed out all the Rabbanu, so also Reb Shubin Parachi, so Reb Shubin Parachi fled Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to Alexandria. Now Shimon ben Shetach, it's Marti Achse, Shimon ben Shetach, who he was the brother of the wife of Yanai HaMelech, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, so therefore he didn't have to flee because his sister, who was the queen, hid him. Now, Kiyav Shlomo, but when there was peace, when Yanai wasn't killing out the robbers anymore, Shalach Le Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach sent for Shimon ben Parachia, and he sent the following message. Mini Yerushalayim Yerkodesh, from me, Yerushalayim, the holy city, Leich Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, to you, Alexandria of Egypt, Achaisi Bali Shor Beseichich, my sister, my leader, is in your midst, V'noichi Yeshev HaShemem, and I'm sitting desolate. So Amar, so Reb Shubin Parachi said, Shema Minu Eker Shalom Ba'alma, obviously there's peace in the world. So, Kam Asa, he got up, and he was heading back to Yerushalayim. V'Yisram Alei Ahu Ishpiza, and they stayed in a certain inn, by a certain person's house. Avdulei Yikur Tuva, they did a lot of kindness for Reb Shubin Parachi and his people. Amar, he said, Kama Yafach San Yezu, how beautiful is this hostess? Now, Amalei Yeshu, so Yeshu said to him, Rebbe Einer Trutus. He thought his Rebbe was talking about beauty of physical. His Rebbe was talking about her actions. He said, how could you say she's beautiful, but her eyes are round, not a beautiful shape? So Amalei, so he said to Yeshu, Rasha, wicked one, Bekachat Isaac, that's what you're involved in, looking at married women? Apik Arba Mei Shippur B'Shamte, he took out 400 horns, shafers, and blowing it, and he excommunicated him. So Aslakame Kamazimnan, so Yeshu came in front of him many times. Amalei Kamli says, accept me, Rebbe, take me back. Lahavakamashbach, but he didn't pay attention to him. Yemechadavakokar Krishma, one day, Pshubin Parachu was saying Krishma. Aslakame, and Yeshu came in front of him. Sabali Kabule, this time, Pshubin Parachu thought, okay, I'm going to take him back. Achvu Lahu, or Lei, Biyode, he went and he signaled him with his hand that he was trying to show him, Pshubin Parachu, that he's going to accept him. But who saw the Mitchidochile? But Yeshu did not understand the body language appropriately. He thought he was showing him, like, get away from me, like as if he's rejecting it. So finally, that was the last straw for Yeshu. Ozel Zakav Levinto Bishtachav Allah. He went, he stood up a brick, and he bowed down to it, and he started doing Avodah Zarah. So Amalei Hadarbach, so Yeshu Parachi said to him, repent. Amalei, Yeshu said to him, Kach Mekablan Memchad, this is the tradition I have from you. Kalachayti Umachdi Sarabim, whoever sins and causes the public to sin, he must speak in Miyod Lazachuba, he does not have the opportunity to repent. Vamamar, and the master had said, Yeshu HaNeitzri, Yeshu the Neitzri, Kishif Vehisus Vedichas Yisrael, he was considered Chayti Machti, because he practiced sorcery, and he pushed and he enticed the Jewish people to try to do Avodah Zarah, and therefore, that's when he was totally rejected from the Jewish people, which is because his teacher had rejected him with two hands. One should never do that. Rather, as the Gemara tells us, Tanya Lutna Braisa, Am Shema Lazar, so too, as we said regarding a student, Yetzer, a person's desire, if he totally pushes away his desires, it's going to decrease the settlement of the world. But if he brings it too close to him, then he's going to come to do something prohibited, because he's not going to be able to conquer anymore his inclination from doing sin. So rather, Yetzer, a person's inclination, and Tinnik regarding a child, the Isha and a woman, who both of those, a child and a woman, their das is light, and their consciousness is easily changed. And if one rejects them, it's going to be pushing them away from the world. Rather, tei small deicha, only the left hand should push them away, but v'yamin mekarev is the stronger hand, the right hand, should bring them close. Tana Rabbanan learned the braisa, gimel chalom chol Elisha. There were three illnesses that Elisha became ill with. Echad shegir devim b'tinek is one because he had incited the beers to kill and attack the children regarding an incident mentioned in Nach. Vechad shedechafel l'gachazi b'shtei yadayim, as we said before, one was because he had pushed away his student Gehazi with two hands, meaning totally pushing away from the Jewish people. Vechad shemeisbein, one illness was the one that he died from. How do we know this? Shemak says, the Pasuk Melachim Beis says, v'elisha chola eschol yibagoyim, that Elisha became ill from his illness, meaning it says chola, which is one illness. Chol yoy is two illnesses, and ashayyamesbein, which the one that he died with, that's the third one. Now, the Gemara tells us related that Ad Avram Lahaya Zikna, until Avram Avinu, there was no elderliness, where the person didn't look any different when he became older. person became mature, but you couldn't tell that he was old. Now, therefore, called the Chazil Avram, Amma, whoever saw Avram said, "Oh, hi Yitzchak, that's Yitzchak," because his son looked like him, and there was, you couldn't see the white hair, you couldn't see the wrinkles on the face. Now, called the Chazil Yitzchak, whoever saw Yitzchak, Amma, hi Avram, says, "Oh, that's Avram." So, by Avram, Rachmid al Havalei Ziknes Avram, beseech mercy that there should be elderliness. Shlomach says, the pasuk of Avram, Zakin Baba Yam, Avram became old, became with his days, meaning Avram Avinu didn't want that people should mistake him for his son Yitzchak. Now, so to Ad Yaakov, Lahav Acholsha. Until Yaakov, there was no weaknesses, the feebleness of age. But Yerachim, Lahav Acholsha, he beseeched mercy, and there was weakness, so that there should be an opportunity for one's sons, as we see by Yaakov, you know, that he gathered his sons to give them the final words of parting, that each one should come from their place at the time when the person is passing away, because once they see that he's getting weak and that he's falling to his bed, they know he's about to die, and they'll gather and they'll come. Shemek says in the pasuk, "B'yemel li'Yosef hinei v'chachayla," that it says he said to Yosef, the messenger, "Behold, your father is ill," meaning that he knew that his death is near. Yaakov had asked for that should happen, that he should be able to give his parting words to his children. And Ad Elisha lo have inish chalosh the mitvach. And up until Elisha, there was no one who ever became weak, of about to die, that was then healed. But Va'asa Elisha by Rachma Bitvach, but Elisha was the first one who came and beseeched mercy, and he was healed from an illness which should have been his final illness. Shemekah says, the blessing of Lachem Bezim, we mentioned before, Va'alisha Chalas Chol Yashu Yamasbai, that Elisha became sick with the sickness which he ultimately died from, which the inference is that there were other ones, like we said before, that he became sick and became weak, but he did not die, where he was the first one to daven of that, which then made that a person could be on his deathbed yet not die, which wasn't around until the days of Elisha.